It's a trivia lover's dream. Do you know the color that's named after a fruit? And what's the last letter added to the English alphabet? Hint, it's not Z. These and many more bits of weird and little-known facts and trivia make up a brand new exhibition at a museum in Ventura County.
It's called Did You Know? 500 Wacky Facts to Boggle Your Mind. It's summertime, so we get a different type of visitor that comes through in the summertime than what we get during the traditional school year. So we were looking for something that would be fun for families. You're guaranteed to learn something. There's 500 different facts here. They've all been validated. And they're things that will make you go, huh, I didn't know that.
Holly Cole is executive director of the California Oil Museum in Santa Paula. Cole says a team of four people researched the sometimes interesting and often unusual facts.
My favorite one is, did you know that butterflies have their taste sensors in their feet?
Really?
They do. And the reason is when they land on a leaf with their feet, they can taste the nutrients in the leaf and know if it's going to be full of nutrients enough to lay their eggs there, because what will eventually become that caterpillar and eventually a butterfly will feed off of that leaf.
Some of the information is in the form of photos in the walls with the fact sheet. Others are real-life things in display cases, and a few items are nostalgic reminders of our childhoods.
Play-Doh. Play-Doh was a modeling compound that started out as a wallpaper cleaner. The gentleman who created it didn't have children himself, but he had other friends that had kids, and they just decided to turn it into a toy so the kids play with it.
Looks like a little Lego over here, so what about Lego?
So Lego bricks were invented in 1932 by a master carpenter out of Denmark. He called them Legos, which is a combination of the words Le Gut, which means play well. And the Legos, when they were originally made, will still interact and intersect with the blocks of today.
A group of kids from the Boys and Girls Club in Santa Paula is touring the exhibition. They walk over to the silhouettes of two real-life people, one incredibly tall and one unbelievably short.
Look at this guy! He's the world's tallest ever living man.
Paul Bunyan.
He was 8 feet 11 inches. He was almost 9 feet tall.
That's big.
But that's the smallest man. He was only 21 inches.
The California Oil Museum's Holly Cole points out two more Did You Know subjects in another display case.
Duct tape, that was originally invented by Johnson & Johnson. You know, they're the ones that make our Band-Aids and all of our household supplies like that. They invented duct tape during World War II as a waterproof tape that would keep the ammunition cases dry.
We can use duct tape for just about anything now.
Yes, absolutely. It does solve all problems. A1 steak sauce. It was created sometime in the late 1820s by a man named Henderson William Brown. He was the chef to England's King George IV. The king was so pleased with the new sauce that he proclaimed it a number one, or A1 for short.
Cole talks about what she hopes visitors get from the exhibition.
I'd love it to be a fun, educational tour. Your time at a museum really impacts how we look at life. And they'll walk away getting a little bit more knowledge about the world as a whole and maybe up their trivia game.
Is this for kids or adults?
Yes and yes. It's for both, really. Some of the paragraphs are long, which takes a little more attention span to read. Some of them are small, one sentences that's colorful with a lot of pictures. Kids will read it and understand it as well as adults.
And here's our nominee for perhaps the most bizarre bit of trivia at the museum.
What would a Pringles can be doing here in a museum?
So the interesting thing about the Pringles can, Frederick Bauer had a PhD in organic chemistry. He was the man who invented the iconic Pringles can. When he died in 2008, he was 89 years old, his children honored his wishes by burying his ashes in a Pringles can.
Oh, and remember the questions we asked you in the beginning? What's the color that's named or actually renamed after a fruit? It's orange, which was previously called yellow red. And what was the last letter added to the English alphabet? It was the letter J. The exhibition, Did You Know? 500 Wacky Facts to Boggle Your Mind, runs through October 14th at the California Oil Museum in Santa Paula. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays. In Santa Paula, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.